August 3, the power of truth. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Isaiah 58:6. Truth, precious truth, is sanctifying its influence. The sanctification of the soul by the operation of the Holy Spirit is the implanting of Christ's nature in humanity. It is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ revealed in character, and the graces of Christ brought into active exercise and good works. Thus the character is transformed more and more perfectly after the image of Christ in righteousness and true holiness. There are broad requirements in divine truth, stretching out, interfacing into one line after another of good works. The truths of the gospel are not unconnected. Uniting, they form one string of heavenly pearls, as in the personal work of Christ, and like threads of gold, they run through the whole of Christian work and experience. Let it be printed on the mind that mercy and the love of God are to be expressed to the children of God. Search heaven and earth, and there is no truth revealed more powerful than that which is manifested in mercy to the very ones who need your sympathy and aid in breaking the yoke and setting free the oppressed. Here the truth is lived, the truth is obeyed, the truth is taught as it is in Jesus. There is a great amount of truth professed, but truth practiced in relieving our fellow men is of great influence, reaching unto heaven, encompassing eternity. Every soul in our world is on trial. Every man's experience, the common life history, tells in unmistakable language whether he is a doer of Christ's words and his works. There is constantly recurring a large array of little things that God alone sees. To act out in these things, the principles of truth will bring a precious reward. The great and important things are recognized by nearly all, but the knitting of these things with the supposed smaller things of life and closely connecting them as one is too rarely done by professed Christians. Religion is too much profession and too little reality. Divine truth exercises little influence upon our fellow men when it should exercise much influence through our practice. Truth, precious truth, is Jesus in the life, a living, active principle. Manuscript 34, August 3, 1894.